Story about how the Lord healed two people today. This is from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 5. And when Jesus had passed over again by ship to the other side, a crowd of many gathered to him, and he was by the sea. And behold, there comes one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And having seen Jesus, he falls at his feet. And he implored him much, saying, "My little daughter lies at the point of death. Come, place thy hands on her, that she may be saved, and she shall live." And he went with him, and the crowd of many followed him and thronged him. That means they pushed and crowded close to Jesus. And a certain woman who had a flow of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all she had, and profited nothing, but rather became worse. When she had heard of Jesus, she came in the crowd behind and touched his garment. For she said, "If I may just touch his garment, I shall be saved." And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she knew in her body that she was healed of the scourge. And straightway Jesus, knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, and turning around in the crowd, said, "Who touched my garments?" And his disciples said to him, "Thou seest the crowd thronging thee, and sayest thou, 'Who touched me?'" And he looked round about to see her who had done this. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him and told him all the truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, thy faith has saved thee. Go into peace and be made well of thy scourge." And while he is yet speaking, some people come from the ruler of the synagogue, saying, "Thy daughter is dead. Why dost thou yet trouble the teacher?" But Jesus, straightway, having heard the word that was spoken, says to the ruler of the synagogue, "Do not be afraid, only believe." And he let no one follow with him except Peter and James and John, the brother of James. And he comes to the house of the ruler of the synagogue and beholds the uproar, those weeping and shouting much. And entering in, he says to them, "Why do you make such an uproar and weep? The little child is not dead, but sleeps." And they laughed at him. But he, putting them all out, takes the father and mother of the little child and them who were with him, and enters in where the little child was lying. And having taken hold of the hand of the little child, he says to her, "Talitha kumi," which is being interpreted, "Girl, I say to thee, arise." And straightway the girl stood up and walked, for she was 12 years old. And they were amazed with great amazement. And he commanded them much that no one should know this. And he said that something should be given her to eat. So let's think about what the Lord did in this story. Says that the Lord was by the sea and a great big crowd came all around him. They were pressing each other to see if they could get close so they could see and hear the Lord. And then a very important man came. His name was Jairus. And what job did he have? He was a ruler of the synagogue, it says. The synagogue means their church. Now, did most of the rulers of the church like Jesus in those days? Do you know? Did they like Jesus? No. The rulers of the church were the people who eventually crucified the Lord. But this ruler of the synagogue believed that Jesus could help him. And what was the problem that he needed help with? Do you remember? What was wrong with his little daughter? Do you remember? Yes? She was dying. She was very close to being dead. So he came and he
fell on his feet at the Lord's feet. He knelt down to the Lord, said, "Please come and just put your hands on my little girl, and she will be made well." And did Jesus say he would come? Yes, he did say he would come. But he couldn't come very quickly, could he? Because all these people, so many people, were pushing and crowding close to him. So he had to go slowly. And while they were walking along, someone came. It was a woman, came up behind him in the crowd. Now, do you remember what was wrong with her? What kind of sickness did she have? Yes?
She was bleeding for 12 years.
Right. Imagine that. She was bleeding for 12 years. Can you imagine how that would feel to you, to be sick for that long and your clothes would smell and people wouldn't want to be with you? That would be so sad. And she had tried lots of doctors and they only made her worse, made her more sick. But she heard of Jesus and she said to herself, "If I can just touch his clothes, I will be made well." So she came up behind him and she just touched his clothes, like maybe the edge of his sleeve or something. And was she made well?
Yes.
Right away. She could feel in herself that the bleeding had stopped and that she was all better. Now her plan was probably that she would just touch his clothes and quietly go away and not bother Jesus and not have everybody look at her. But that's not what Jesus' plan was. He turned around and he said, "Who touched me?" Because he could feel that power had gone out from him to help someone. Now, the disciples were very surprised that the Lord would ask this question. "What do you mean, who touched you? There's all these people pushing and crowding to get close to you." Lots of people were probably bumping into Jesus and jostling him because other people were pushing them into him. By accident, they were touching Jesus. So they were surprised that the Lord would ask this question. But of course, what the woman did was very different, wasn't it? Because she reached out on purpose to touch the Lord because she knew the Lord could help her. And so the Lord looked at her. And then she came and she knelt down to the Lord and she told all the truth about how she had been sick and how the Lord had helped her. And the Lord said to her, "Daughter, go into peace and be all better from your sickness." But while the Lord was talking to her, some people came from the ruler of the synagogue's house and said, "It's too late. The little girl's dead. Why bother the teacher?" That's what they called the Lord. They called him the teacher. "Why bother the teacher anymore? It's too late." But what did Jesus say? Did he say, "Yeah, it's too late"? Is that what he said?
No.
What did he say? Do you remember what he said? He said, "Don't be afraid, just believe." And did Jairus believe that the Lord could still help her?
Yes,
he did. And so the Lord told all the people, "You'll have to wait here. I have to go quickly." And he just took 3 disciples. Which ones did he take? Do you remember their names? Peter, James, and John, just those 3, and Jairus, and they hurried to Jairus' house. And when they got there, they found lots of people making a big noise, weeping and shouting because the little girl was dead. And the Lord said to them, "Why are you making such a noise? She's only," what did he say? "She's only
sleeping."
Sleeping, that's right. And what did the people do when the Lord said that? They laughed at him. They thought he didn't know what he was talking about. So he put all those noisy people out of the house, and he just took Peter, James, and John, and the little girl's parents, Jairus and his wife, and he came in, and what did he do? You remember? Yes? That's right. He took her by the hand, and he said, "Little girl, arise," which means stand up. Did she stand up?
Yes.
And she walked. And how old was she? Do you remember? Yes? 12 years old. And so the Lord said that they should give her something to eat. Here's a picture of the Lord taking her by the hand. He's about to say to her, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." One of the wonderful things about these two stories is that it shows that the Lord can heal every single one of our sicknesses, all different kinds of sicknesses. The Lord can always, always heal us. In fact, every day, the Lord is protecting us from getting sick. That's why we're not all sick right now. The Lord is protecting us. And when we do get sick, the Lord helps us get better. And sometimes, when it's the right time, the Lord lets us, our natural body, die. But then what happens? What happens when our natural body dies? What does the Lord do? That's right. The Lord wakes us up in heaven, and we have a perfect heavenly body that's never going to be sick ever again. So the Lord does heal every single one of our sicknesses. So it's true what the Lord said about Jairus' daughter. She's only sleeping. Because if the Lord didn't wake her up in this natural world, he would have wakened her up in the spiritual world, and she would be fine. That's true for all of us. Now, the best kind of diseases that the Lord loves to heal are our spiritual diseases. Our spiritual diseases are like when we are not keeping the Lord's commandments. Like if we're being mean to someone, or if we're being sneaky, not telling the truth, or if we're stealing something that belongs to someone else, something like that. Those are our spiritual diseases, and they make us spiritually sick. If we don't get better of those diseases, we're not going to be in heaven with the angels, will we? Because they don't do those sorts of things in heaven. So the Lord is very eager to heal us from our spiritual diseases. And if we're willing to be like Jairus and like the woman, and we come and ask the Lord, please help me with my spiritual disease. And like the woman, we're going to tell the Lord all the truth. I've done this. I shouldn't have done it, but I did it. And please help me not do this anymore. The Lord will certainly heal us. He will help us get better from our diseases every single time. And that's one of the things the Lord's teaching us in these two beautiful stories. Amen.